listening, Audio Boom. Yes, it's the dulcet tones of me. I haven't done an Audio Boom in so long. Well, it feels so long. Maybe it's a good break for you guys. Because, you know. I thought I would come on and talk to you about my week and what I've been doing and the exciting things that have been happening in the world of Sibby Mead. Not that it's really that exciting, but it's exciting to me. So as you can hear, the tumble dryer and domestic things are happening. I arrived home earlier today after spending 5 lovely days with family, and as most of you will know, having family around is really important, and it's just great to be able to take the time and go and see loved ones. So I stayed with my gran and my granddad, which I usually do. They always make my room up there. They call it my room, but it's not. It's one of their spare rooms. But I always sleep in it. It's got all my things, and it's got Max's bed and his toy box in there. So anyway, it's called my room. So I stayed there and I saw my nieces and nephews and my brothers and sisters. April is a month of birthdays, so yeah, as you can imagine, I've been meeting up with quite a lot of people whilst down in Aylesbury, because it was my niece's birthday, it was my nephew's birthday, it was my brother's birthday, it was my auntie's birthday, it was my cousin's birthday, it was a long standing family friend's birthday, well, tomorrow, but we went out and did, you know, the meal type thing with her, and it was just really, really nice. It wasn't too busy, but it was nice. We did something every day, and I must say I absolutely love seeing my nieces and nephews. They are just adorable. Now my sister Hannah has 6 children, but I only saw her youngest once in her life. She's in 7 months. Isn't that bad? I think, God, I haven't seen my family in 7 months, and it makes me feel like really neglectful. So kind of gave me a shock, really. So it was lovely to hold her, and yeah, she's, well, obviously from when I first saw her to now, she's, you know, crawling and much bigger, and she's smiling and she's doing all the things that a 7-month-old baby does. So it was really nice, and I went and saw my niece, as it was her 8th birthday on the 25th of April, which was a Monday. So we all had a meal. There's 27 of us, and that's just a small gathering. And I was occupying 2 young children, actually 3 young children, mostly Ruby, Tammy and Dexter. Now Dexter is the youngest at 3, then it's Ruby at 4, and then it's Tammy at 5 years old. So they are absolutely Mac obsessed. I've got a guide dog called Mac. It's not the makeup, honest. They absolutely love him, and I was making up stories and telling my niece and nephew that Mac has a special speaking button. You know, as you kind of create a little image in children's minds. But yeah, it was great. It really was. So I won't ramble on too long about spending time with all that. But it was just such a nice break to go and spend time. It really, really was. I think it's really amazing to be able to do that, and I am very fortunate and lucky to have, you know, very supporting family and friends. Of course, I've got to say my friends. So yeah, and what else did I do? Apart from seeing my nieces and nephews and brothers and sisters and things, you know, I went shopping and did a couple of things there, and I relaxed and, you know, do the sort of things you do when you go and have a break and have a mini holiday, catching up with family. So yeah, travelled back today, and it was a really good journey. It really, really was. Apart from this morning, it was quite funny. I have to tell you, the toileting habits of my guide dog aren't always the greatest, but he's got back into a good spending routine for him. And my gran kindly took him out at 7:30 this morning, and said that he'd done both. So great. Anyway, so to cut a long story short, we arrive at Marylebone, and Mac gets off the train and he's skipping and he's dancing, and he pulls me very hard to the left, which is where the platform edge is. So he did that twice, and I thought, uh-oh, he is going to want to spend. And yes, he did spend again. Luckily, it wasn't actually inside the station. It was still outside on the platform. So to be honest, you know, there isn't a great deal you can do. Yes, it is embarrassing, but at the end of the day, they are dogs. You know, they're not machines. And if they need to go, they need to go. So whilst it is quite embarrassing at the time, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. It gets cleared up, which I did do. Cleared it up. It was solid. It was fine. That's not really an issue. I mean, they see all sorts going through there. Yeah. So if anyone ever has that or has ever had that, I can totally and utterly sympathise with you, because I know that it is embarrassing, but I've got such a thick skin after having Mac, because with Liza, I never really had any toileting issues with her, but Mac has always been very sporadic with his spending. So I've never known from one day to the next whether he will spend en route or whether he will go in the garden or both. So I've just learned to deal with it, because, you know, if you can't change it, it's happened and you deal with it. And that's the positive way. There's no point getting upset or irritated about it. You know, unfortunately it does happen. And the guy who was actually guiding me, the member of staff, he was brilliant. He said, well, actually, funny enough, there was another guide dog earlier that morning, and his dog did the same thing. So it must be a special spot. but yeah, apart from that little mishap, you know, things happen. But it was a really, really good journey across London. It wasn't very busy. But then again, I went after rush hour. So I started my journey at 10:24 from Stoke Mandeville. And yeah, I missed all the rush hour, which was fantastic. And got home and just been doing all the washing and sorting out the suitcase. And I've got a meeting tomorrow to do with the school's project. And yeah, it's very exciting. I say exciting. It is for me. So that's really my excitement, audio boom. Little things excite me and please me. Anyway, my lovely booms, I will hopefully hear from you all soon. Yeah, do some updates, do some booms, because I'm missing you. There's been a few, but my lovely followers are not making any booms. So yeah, keep making booms. Okay, take care and enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. And whatever you're doing for bank holiday, have a fabulous time. Take care now.